And tonight's Shore Conference basketball doubleheader is brought to you in part by Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Now on Friday and Saturday night, the entire family can enjoy DJ skating with the live DJ and the light show from 7:45 to 10 p.m. For more, visit jerseyshorearena.com.
25-21 our score here at the half. CBA, the 2 seed, leading number 3, Lakewood. Piners have led by as many as 6. A check at 4. CBA has led by as many as 6. Let's run through the scoring leaders for both teams. It's been much of a one-man show tonight for Lakewood. Dan Nyblatt has 11 of his team's 21 points. 4 points for Ben Watson and Mir Tyler, and then 2 for Maurice Diawara. So far, Kevin, Nyblatt's been almost as good as anticipated, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, he has really played well for this Lakewood team. I think he's emerged as the offensive guy, and certainly tonight bears that up.
As for CBA, the Colts pace so far by Chima Akekabar, who's got 6. 4 points for Robbie Kennedy, 4 for Pat Andre, and 4 for Louis Polari. 3 for Evan Gordonier, 2 for Sean Belby, and 1 for Jack Laffey. Bit more balance for CBA. They've had 7 players who have already scored tonight.
Not surprising. I think the game sort of has gone according to what most of us thought it would be. A game maybe in the 50s, possibly 60, which would be a reach, and it kind of looks like that. Both teams playing good defense. Not really a lot of, if you think about it, Matt, really have not been a lot of threes. Both teams have tried to work the ball inside or penetrate. It's not been a three-point shooting contest at all. And, you have a four-point game between two teams that play a lot of these when they pose one another.
We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk about the first game that we saw tonight, Point Beach eliminating Mattawan. And get you set a little bit more for the start of half number 2. 2-minute pause here on the Shore Sports Network. CBA 25, Lakewood 21. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network. We're on air here, sir. We're on air. Excuse me. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka trying to get into the broadcast. He's just dying for some mic time, isn't he?
Well, you know what it is. He knows that by the union standards, once he gets one word on the air, he gets paid
for a
full game.
Trying to keep him off as much as we can. 2 minutes to play here, 2 minutes to go, rather, before we get back up and rolling. 2 minutes left in halftime as we get you set for the start of the second half of our second game. Kevin, let's go back a little bit. Point Beach, the top seed with a 53-39 win over Mattawan. Wasn't always pretty for the Beach, but, as we said going into that game, the trick is to just figure out a way to get yourself in. And Mattawan, who got off to a quick start, couldn't keep the pace up enough during the course of 4 quarters.
And I don't know if, what we heard was true. Well, it couldn't have been two, but Point Beach in the first half, and it was at 15-15 at the half, right? 15-13, Point Beach shot something like 4 for 25. And, I think it was pretty obvious that they got good open looks at threes, just couldn't really get any kind of run. It was, not, I'm going to be honest with you, it was just not an exciting game. I think it was what Mattawan wanted, to keep the game low scoring, but Beach never got any pace, never really got out on the break. But in the second half, clearly they at least decided to throw the ball inside a bit and take advantage of the height advantage. And then, as you so well pointed out, really the bottom line, the difference in the game was the Point Beach free throw shooting was superb. And never really allowed Mattawan, once the Beach got the little lead, never really allowed Mattawan to make any kind of run, as they just kept making free throw after free throw and eventually won it by 14, although I don't think it was really a 14-point game. And the Beach, most importantly, survives and advances. That's what you say at tournament time. You don't get style points, survives and advances, and heads into the Shore Conference Finals for the second straight year.
25-21 our score as halftime coming to a close. Teams getting set here for action. Lakewood sending their players back out onto the floor to get this one back up and rolling. Nakwez Joshua, Dan Nyblatt, Maurice Diawara, Amir Tyler, Ben Watson. Watson, Tyler, and Joshua all with 2 fouls. maybe something to keep an eye on. CBA will counter here with their five as well. Jack Laffey, Louis Polari, Chima Akekabar, Robbie Kennedy, Pat Andre. Only player in foul problems for CBA is Laffey, who's got three. CBA will begin on defense. Lakewood the basketball. Teams changing ends. Piners now moving away from us. And it will be Watson with his hands on the basketball early on. On the right wing, hands off to Nyblack. Team's leading scorer had 11 of his team's 21. Nyblack feeding down low inside, who just muscles his way to the rim but couldn't get the finish off the right side. Andre with the rebound. Open three for Laffey. He will take it, miss it, get his own rebound back, run into traffic, ran into Watson, hit the deck, and Jeff Billet up and down the sideline looking for anyone to listen to him. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Piner basketball. Diawara with the ball. Driving here against Akekabar, who will get whistled for a foul on the floor for Akekabar. His first, team's first. It'll be Piner basketball on the baseline. Diawara will trigger it. Find Watson left corner. Ball swung back up top for Tyler. Now it's Nyblack getting a touch. Diawara on the drive has his shot blocked out of bounds by Andre. It'll be Piner basketball again.
Good block by the 6'7 sophomore.
Off the inbound, Tyler throws up top for Joshua. Had it poked out by Kennedy. Loose ball, scrum on the floor, and Akekabar comes away with it. Kennedy comes to collect. Nice feed down inside. Laffey had a shot rejected by Tyler. Laffey gets it back. Fakes the three. Will drive, and this time will draw a foul.
Laffey's getting banged around out there.
He sure is.
Like a pinball.
Taking a little bit of a beating. Non-shooting foul. First team foul on Lakewood. Put it up on the board for Amir Tyler, so he becomes the first Lakewood player with three fouls. And I believe we'll get a Piner substitution. It'll be Naquez Joshua to check out. Ryan Lawrence will re-enter. Kennedy off the inbound. Finding Polari. Far side corner. Now flips back up top for Laffey. Laffey, backdoor feed, finds Polari, who lays it up and in from the right side.
Pretty backdoor. Polari's got six.
Steal here for Laffey. Up ahead of the field. Laffey will run in transition and get it to go. His first basket of the night and a timeout for Lakewood. 30-second timeout as the Colts have opened up their biggest lead of the night at 29-21.
Where Laffey not only got the basket, he got raked across the face. Lakewood was lucky that it was not called because he took some contact going to the basket.
30-second timeout here with 6:30 to go in the third quarter.
Jack Laffey strikes me as the kind of player, you're glad that he's on your team. You hate to play against him. He's just going to do whatever he has to do. He's going to throw his body out there. He's going to play with reckless abandon. Probably get an opponent ticked off time and time again. But made a couple of nice plays here, especially that one there, the steal in the basket.
6'3 junior, averaging about 9 per game. Lakewood has it off the timeout. Hassan Diawara has re-entered for Lakewood. Coach Randy Holmes mixing up the player rotation pretty early here, and Diawara throwing a bad pass. It's intercepted by CBA. Colts with a basket would have the first double-digit lead of the night. Backdoor cut again. Kennedy can't connect with Polari. And it'll be Lakewood basketball. Diawara will pick it up and walk it up court. It's Maurice Diawara. Throw into brother Hassan on the right side. Diawara looking off on the left. Picks up the dribble. Flips to his right. Gets it back. Playing catch with Nyblack now. It'll be Diawara to penetrate. Ball fake by Tyler. Had the three. Nyblack going to drive. Good move to the basket as he swoops his way in for the hoop. He's got 13.
He really knows what to do with the ball when he gets it. Dan Nyblack, 6'3", senior forward.
And a traveling violation called on CBA, trying to break the press of Lakewood. It'll be Piner basketball with 5:26. I love watching basketball coaches on the sideline.
I was just thinking the same thing, the exasperation on their faces. They never get a call. It's always a bad call.
Diawara bouncing right for Tyler. Skip pass over the top for Hassan Diawara. Had it stripped away by Kennedy. Good defensive play. Kennedy running the floor. Almost lost it. Polari will find Akekabar. High arcing three off the mark. No good. Laffey gets the rebound. Watson took a swipe at him. And Ben Watson will be whistled for his third personal foul.
Tell you what, this young man is no Laffey matter. He's really giving him a nice contribution in this quarter.
Oh, brother. Kennedy feeding in the corner for Polari off the inbound. Akekabar, Kennedy, now Laffey, back to Akekabar at the half-court circle. Couple of dribbles to his left, doesn't like what he sees. Looks off to his right, now pulls back out and will reset. Polari flips for Akekabar. Coming up on 4.5 minutes remaining. Akekabar drives to the rim. Went up, I think, for the dunk. Had it deflected away. Diawara comes away with a loose ball. He'll drive. Missed the layup for Lakewood. Loose ball. Look out. Watson and Andre both looking for the basketball. And the two players coming together near the scorer's table. Andre certainly got the worst of that. He was checked into the scorer's table. We don't have a great look at it right now, but he is still down on the floor.
Now that will look bad to some of the fans, but that was clearly a case of two guys just going for the ball at the same time, and one guy's got about 100 pounds on the other. You know, I mean, it was nothing intentional there.
And no foul was called.
No.
Well, Andre did get hit hard into the table.
He's got a smile on his face.
It looks like he's okay.
Yeah, he's looking for a license plate number.
4-4. Watson's jersey
New
number.
New Jersey plates.
Yeah.
Customized.
All said and done, it is CBA basketball. Evan Gordonier has come in for Andre. Give him a little bit of a blow to just make sure everything's where it should be. Akekabar played by Watson. Hands off Polari. Back to Akekabar. They've drawn Watson about 25 feet away from the hoop.
Well, that should open things up if they want to try and backdoor cut.
Polari picked up the dribble, hands off to Kennedy. Inside the midway point of the quarter. Laffey with it. He's bodied up by Nyblack on the right wing. Here's a steer by Tyler. Tyler up ahead of the field. Went to lay it in off the left side. He's fouled on his way up and will go to the line for two.
Boy, Tyler is quick, Matt. That's the third time he has stolen the ball by midcourt and gone down the other end.
And I got to think, if you're Lakewood defensively, you almost have to leave Watson just kind of in the middle. Let CBA play on the perimeter. That's the idea. Get the big guy out of there and expose things a little bit as Tyler missing the free throw. That foul, by the way, was on Polari, his second, team second. Laffey replaced by Pat Andre, who comes back into the game. We sit right now at the 3:43 mark of the third quarter. CBA 29 and Lakewood 23 off the missed free throw. Watson had a chance at it. Ball deflected around a couple of times. Maurice Diawara with it. Skip pass Nyblack. Left side two just inside of the line, and Nyblak continuing to fill it up. He's got 15 of his team's 25. Off the press break, Gordonier open for three. That's off the mark. Andre with the offensive rebound. Put back hook shot, no good. He's fouled on his way back up. It'll be on Nyblak, his second, team's third. Off to the free throw line will go Pat Andre, the 6'7 sophomore. First free throw is good. Andre with five. Second one, quick trigger for Andre. That one rattling home as well. He's got six. His first 2 points from the free throw line tonight, and it's 31-25 CBA. Maurice Diawara with it on the left perimeter. Hassan Diawara with it. Back to Maurice. He's going to shake his way into the lane. Quick trigger three by Nyblak off the right side. That's good. 18 points for Dan Nyblak.
He is keeping Lakewood in this game.
31-28 off the press break again. It's Gordonier knifing his way to the lane off the left side. Evan Gordonier with his second basket. He's got five. That's what the lead is, 33-28. Hassan Diawara trying to break down Robbie Kennedy. Fouled on his way up, and the sophomore will go to the free throw line. Fouled by Kennedy, who will commit his second, team's third. Hassan Diawara, the 6'2 sophomore. Slender frame, looks like a sophomore.
Sure does.
Missing the first free throw. He'll have one more. 7 dribbles to size things up. Missing that free throw. Watson tried to put it back, no good. There is Hassan Diawara on the third attempt. And he will get that to go and the foul. Missed the foul shot. Watson missed the putback, and Diawara there for another opportunity. Charge that foul to Gordonier, his second, team's fourth. Makes that free throw. Got 3 points now of the night. Pulls Lakewood to within two, 33-31. Full court pressure by the Piners. Kennedy picks up his dribble backcourt, throws ahead front court for Akekabar. Back to Kennedy, now in the corner. Gordonier open left side, throws it up and connects. Gordonier with eight. He's got a pair of threes on the night. Good punch off the bench for the 6'5 senior, and CBA back up 36-31. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll break real quick as well. The Colts up by five, 2:24 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Rebuild your home and restore your lifestyle. Visit Modular Homes Factory Direct at FDMH.com for Factory Direct pricing. That's FDMH.com or call 732-255-4160. Save thousands purchasing Factory Direct.
36-31 with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Back here to live action from Brick Memorial High School. Second semifinal of the night. And the Colts of CBA lead 36-31. Lakewood bringing the ball up court. Maurice Diawara with it on the left perimeter. Going to stop and pop for a three. Off the mark. Watson able to tip it up and then tip it out. Diawara saves it by jumping over the scorer's table, but ruled out of bounds. And it will be Colt basketball. That scorer table's area getting a workout right now.
I gave him a 9-5 on that.
Did stick the landing.
He nailed it.
Kennedy will walk it up court. Full court pressure applied by Amir Tyler. Andre in the front court. Back to Kennedy. Kennedy one bounce. Flipping up top for Gordonier. Now Akekabar has Watson in open space. Goes right around him to the rim. Had a shot blocked by Maurice Diawara. Big time block. Here's Hassan Diawara penetrating and driving. He's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Now, you know, that would be an example of what I talk about there, where Hassan Diawara goes through the lane. There is nothing there. He's not going to get a good shot. He's not going to make a pass. but he gets fouled, then we'll go to the line and shoot two.
Here, I thought you were going to talk about Maurice Diawara. You mentioned before he can do a little bit of everything. Play defense was among them. That was a great block at the rim.
It was tremendous that he didn't commit a foul.
Hassan Diawara to the free throw line. Makes the first. He's got four. Substitution into the game. Akankabar out. Laffey back in. Second one coming here for Hassan Diawara. Off the mark, no good. 36-32 after a 1-of-2 performance. Down now to 90 seconds in this third quarter. Colts lead by four. Kennedy has his pocket picked by Hassan Diawara. Left side layup, up and in. Six for Diawara off the bench. Lead is two.
All in this third quarter when Lakewood kind of needed a lift.
36-34 CBA. Polari looking to break down Hassan Diawara, and a blocking foul called inside on Maurice Diawara as Polari drove to the basket. Nothing harder for referees than the block charge
ball.
Diawara whistled for, Maurice Diawara whistled for his first, team's fourth. Polari's first of two. Makes that one. He's got seven. Robbie Kennedy checking out. Sean Belby will come in. Second one, also good. Polari, who's got eight. With 65 seconds to go. Lakewood again down by four, 38-34. Hassan Diawara dribbling at near the half-court circle. CBA has bounced back to a 2-3 zone. Piners content to play catch here on the perimeter. Maurice Diawara with it. Flipping down to the corner right side for Nyblack. Back to Maurice Diawara. Skip pass left for Hassan Diawara. In the middle, it's Nyblack. Reverse layup. Tough shot. Couldn't get it to go. Rebounded by CBA. Colts up ahead of the field. Laffey squares up on Watson with 25 seconds.
Wonder if CBA will hold for one here.
Logic would dictate that they will. Laffey has a clear out with Watson, who will chase him from one side of the court to the other. I don't think Watson wants to get involved too much with that. Down now inside of 10. We're at 7. Laffey penetrating, had the ball stripped away, and a foul coming on the backside. If it's on Amir Tyler, and it is, that's his fourth. Going to be the team's fifth. Both teams with five team fouls. Tyler will stay in the game with the four personals. Belby with a nice feed off the middle to Polari, and that is how the quarter will end. Polari with 10. Mistake there for Lakewood. Tyler went to the bench, Kevin, I think thinking he was going to get taken out of the game with the four fouls. He didn't, and there was no spot in the middle. That'll take us to the end of quarter number three. It is CBA 40 and Lakewood 34. We're back for our last set of 8 minutes right after this quick timeout. You're listening to high school basketball in the Boys Shore Conference Tournament on the Shore Sports Network. Fourth quarter up and rolling here from Brick Memorial High School. CBA just missed the long three from Pat Andre. Lakewood in transition. Diawara will miss his long three attempt. And CBA getting the ball back. They start up 40-34. The Colts do. The two seed trying to set up a one versus two matchup with Point Beach already into the finals. Laffey between the circles. Pulling Watson out. Handing off to Belby. Belby driving around Hassan Diawara. Andre open from the far side. Corner, a three is good. Pat Andre with nine, and the lead is nine. Biggest of the night for CBA. Lakewood able to answer back. That's a three from who else? Dan Nyblack, who's got 21. Belby racing up court. Back to six. The spread, 43-37.
Where would the Pioneers be without Nyblack?
Laffey squares up Watson. That's a three for Jack Laffey from the outside. He's got six. And one more time, the lead is nine, 46-37. Maurice Diawara with the basketball at the half-court circle. Flips on the right side, younger brother Hassan. Maurice gets it back. Inside feed for Watson. Left side layup up and in for the big guy who's got six. 46-39. CBA leads by seven. Laffey hands off on the left side. Polari. He's checked by Nyblack. Laffey again squaring up on Watson. Ball worked around the perimeter a little bit. Now Laffey gets it back on the left side. Inside of 6 minutes to go, and Watson bumps Laffey on his way to the hoop. That's going to be four on Watson, sixth team foul. Substitutions into the game. Number five, Ryan Lawrence checking in for Lakewood, who now all of a sudden goes pretty small. Sean Barksdale into the game as well, and Robbie Kennedy re-entering for CBA.
This is when you might want to go to Andre inside, although he's being covered by Diawara, who's an excellent defender.
CBA off the inbounds. Laffey has it at the half-court circle. Trying to spin his way away from Lawrence. Now Gordon near with it. He's checked by Barksdale. Far from the basket on the right side. In the corner now, right side for Laffey. Give and go fine for Gordon here. He'll take it to the right baseline. Fire the jumper, no good. Rebound corralled by Maurice Diawara. Here's Nyblack in transition. Tough shot. Gets his own rebound back and feeds it up and in from the left side. 23 of Lakewood's 41 points for Dan Nyblack. 46-41, 5 to go, fourth quarter.
Lakewood will not go away. They will not wither down the stretch. You can be sure of that.
Off the switch, Diawara picks up Polari. Loose ball knocked out of bounds. It will be CBA basketball as Chima Akekabar comes back into the game. Gordon Ear will take a seat on the bench. Robbie Kennedy just pushed Hassan Diawara. Not sure if anybody saw that but me.
And you can't do anything about
it. No, I can't. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll keep it here with 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. CBA up 46-41. Let's give you the schedule for the rest of the week on the Shore Sports Network. Nothing sports related tomorrow on the air. Friday, the Monmouth University men's basketball team returning to the Shore Sports Network with their final home game of the season. They'll welcome in Niagara for a 7 o'clock tip at the MAC. Saturday, Kevin and I are back on the air from Monmouth University for the Girls and Boys Championship doubleheader of the Shore Conference Tournament. We'll tip that one at about 12:50 with the girls game at 1 o'clock, the boys game at 3 o'clock, and then to wrap up your weekend, Monmouth back on the air on Sunday for an afternoon tilt against Siena before the Hawks will head into the MAC Conference Tournament.
And I guess their opponent will be determined after the end of the regular season, right?
Kind of. If they win tomorrow, they would lock themselves into the 9 seed and know that they will play St. Peter's again in the opening round. If they lost, it opens the door up for 9, 10, or 11.
Off the timeout. Long time between wins, huh?
Yeah. Long losing streak going into the game tomorrow night. A Friday night. Kennedy will inbound. Find Akekabar on the right block. Draws a double. Kick out. Polari's open from three. Off the mark, no good. There's Hassan Diawara able to get the loose ball. Up court quickly. Nyblack knifing his way through. He'll get called for a travel. Maybe the one mistake he's made all night when he's had his hands on the ball.
He has been the best player on the court tonight. There's no question about it.
Kennedy hustling it up court. On his way to the rim, he is tripped up. Foul will be called on Sean Barksdale. That will be his second. team seventh. So CBA is going to shoot free throws for the remaining part of this game. And it will start here with Robbie Kennedy to the free throw line for a 1-1. First free throw is good for Kennedy. He's got 5 points tonight, right at his season average. Second one coming up from Kennedy, also good. Six now, make it a 7-point advantage, 48-41 with 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hassan Diawara seeing extended playing time here in this second half for Lakewood. Picked up his dribble, needs some help. Gets it in the form of Ryan Lawrence. Again, trying to break down the defense. There's Lappy causing problems, harassing D. And then down on the floor, a jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I believe, will give Lakewood the basketball.
Amir Tyler has checked back in with 4 personal fouls. I wouldn't say it's desperation time yet for Lakewood, but it's getting close.
Off the inbound, Hassan Diawara will feed up top. Barksdale had a shot blocked by Kennedy, who's whistled for a foul, and it's going to be 3 free throws. Third on Robbie Kennedy. 16 foul on CBA. So on the next one, everyone will shoot foul shots for the remaining part of the game. Both teams. First of 3 for Sean Barksdale is up and in. His first point of the night. And he can add 2 more to his total here. Second one good. Barksdale with 1 more. 6'5 sophomore who averages 8 a game for Lakewood. Hasn't scored before these free throws. Third is good. 3 of 3 for Barksdale. Makes it a 4-point lead for CBA, 48-44.
Those were 3 big free throws for the Pioneers.
Polari will bring it up court. Played by Tyler, who remember has the 4 personal fouls. Polari trying to draw him out and then drive. We'll go to the basket. Little contact, no call. Polari with the layup on the right side. He's got 12.
Tyler really couldn't do anything once Polari got past him.
3:50 to play. Here's Maurice Diawara driving. Kicks out for Hassan Diawara. Dribble the basketball, top of the key. Barksdale will flip. Here is Nyblack missing the jumper from the left corner. Rebounded by the Colts, who will look to push up court with 3.5 to go. Andre was open. He'll bypass the 3. And a timeout will be called by Jeff Billett as Pat Andre, the 6'7 sophomore, was pinned in the corner with no help in sight. It'll be a full timeout, but we'll keep it here.
Tonight's action brought to you in part by Smashburger. Smashed fresh, served delicious on the corner of Route 70 and Cedar Bridge Avenue right here in Brick. Gotta try one of those Smashburgers.
You're dying for one of those right now.
Oh, I am telling you right now.
Anything.
Bad error in judgment today.
Rookie mistake. Gotta eat before the game, especially a doubleheader. Teams talking things over in the respective huddles right now. It is 50-44 in favor of CBA with 3.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
I mean, not that I couldn't afford to miss a meal or 300, but that yogurt at 11 a.m. is not exactly doing
not
the trick
it.
Right about now.
Be interested. I would agree with what you said before, Kevin. I don't think Lakewood's going to go away. They'll make it hard for CBA. But if you're the Pioneers, I think you're getting to that point of the game. You can't be 2 possessions down every time you have the ball.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to put a little pressure on CBA and see how they react.
You know, this, as we said earlier, this game is going to come down to free throws. CBA is going to get a lot of opportunities in this last 3.5 minutes. If they make them, they should be in pretty good shape.
Kennedy bouncing it in for Polari. Still being checked by Tyler. Loose ball, almost a turnover. Polari able to handle it and hand off to Kennedy. Kennedy throws right for Laffey. Akekabar has it. Now the feed down low for Andre, going up over the top of a double team. Can't get it to go. Akekabar can't get the putback. Laffey there, he can't get it to go either. Finally, Maurice Diawara rips the rebound away. Hassan Diawara, good ball fake, penetrates into the lane. Lost the handle on the way up. And Akekabar pulls down the errant shot attempt. Polari now checked by Maurice Diawara. Here's Kennedy around everybody. Drives to the basket, missed the layup. Andre missed the putback attempt, and Lakewood with another chance to slice into a six-point lead. Here's Maurice Diawara on his way. Foul will be called on the floor, and Diawara will have a one-and-one.
Another one of those fouls well away from the basket, and the result will be free throws.
Foul will be charged to Robbie Kennedy. That is his fourth. First one here for Maurice Diawara, the big one. Way off, meaning not close. Next explanation, threw up an air ball from the foul line. I don't know if it slipped out of his hands or he just misjudged it. CBA gets it back. Lakewood with another missed chance. Tyler riding Polari up court. Polari in trouble, throws to the front court for Akekabar. Well, Lakewood still has Watson on the bench too with the four personal fouls. We haven't seen him in a while. Kennedy has it taken away by Hassan Diawara, who then got tripped with no whistle. Results down low. Akekabar had a shot rejected by Maurice Diawara. Loose ball find. Andre picks it up and lays it in. He's got 11.
I tell you, Lakewood got some bad breaks there. I thought there was a foul at midcourt, and then Mo Diawara made a great block, but the ball bounced right in the hands of Andre for a layup.
52-44, CBA up by 8. Nyblack inside, working against Andre. Bunch of ball fakes, and Andre will commit the foul. Nyblack to the free throw line. I would agree. I thought Hassan Diawara got tripped. He's talking right now to the CBA bench. I don't know that that's the move that you want right now.
What's that?
Hassan Diawara came over and is talking to the CBA bench. Jeff Billett just had a word with one of the officials saying, please go down and talk to Coach Holmes and let him know not to have his guy come and talk at the bench. First free throw by Nyblack is good.
And that's exactly what Coach Holmes is doing.
24 points for Dan Nyblack. Opportunity for 25 is good. One man show tonight, Dan Nyblack. 25 of his team's 46 points. Keeps it within reason. 90 seconds to go. CBA up 52-46. Kennedy trying to cross over Tyler. Here's Laffey. Had problems with it. Picks up the dribble. Can't put it back down to the floor. And Jeff Billett will call a timeout. Looks like it'll be a full timeout. Nope, 30-second timeout. So we will keep it here. I think for Lakewood here, Kevin, they need something defensively to happen. Need a steal.
I mean, it's a two-possession game, down six because of the three, but you're right. If you can't get a steal quick, I guess you're at that point where you got to start fouling guys, the guys who don't shoot fouls well. Because you can't let too much time salt off the clock here.
Lakewood breaks out of air timeout first. CBA will be chased from the huddle now. 52-46. All of a sudden, lots of activity with people walking all over the place. This game not quite over yet. You might want to beat the traffic, but hang in there for a little bit. Laffey will put the ball in play in front of his own bench. Goes in the backcourt for Polari. Nyblack had him for a second. Lakewood going man-to-man. Look for the Pinders to maybe try and trap. Hassan Diawara pushed past Now Maurice Diawar with a loose ball on the floor. Andre able to tip it to himself and hang on to it. And he is fouled there as he tried to flip it back up to Robbie Kennedy. It'll be Pat Andre to the free throw line for a 1-1 with exactly 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Foul's called on Sean Barksdale. That's his third and the team's eighth. First free throw by Andre is up and in. He's got 12. A little under his season average, which stands at 16. And with one more coming. Lead is now 7 for CBA. Andre makes it 8, 54-46. Ball will be brought up court by Maurice Diawara. Lakewood needs a quick shot here. Kennedy able to poke the ball free. Comes down to Amir Tyler. And the loose ball off the miss is handled by CBA. And then a foul will come on Lakewood. CBA will shoot free throws, I believe. No, we're going to have a timeout on the floor?
I believe so.
All right, timeout has been taken, so that will negate what I thought was going to be a foul on Lakewood with 42.5 to go. Full timeout. Let's break real quick as well. We'll step out with CBA leading 54-46. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network. As we welcome you back here with 42.5 seconds to go, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, as the second half of this doubleheader wrapping up. CBA in control here, leading 54-46. Colts will have the basketball underneath their own hoop. It'll be inbounded by Jack Laffey. He'll throw a baseball-style pass ahead to Polari, who will lay it in from the right side and maybe salt the game away with a team-high 14 points. CBA with the first double-digit lead of the night, 56-46, up by 10. Lakewood still pushing for something. Three on the way by Barksdale. Well off the range. Put back attempt there by Hassan Diawara. No good. Hassan Diawara will get it back again. He's fouled on his way up. And will go to the free throw line with 17.5 seconds. Kevin, we will have 1-2 in the Shore Conference boys final.
And we will have a new Shore Conference champion as Lakewood will be dethroned, falling here in the semifinals.
Foul call on Jack Laffey, his fourth. Hassan Diawara makes the first free throw. He's got 7. This to make it 8. Missing that one off the mark. Rebound tipped up. Barksdale had it. And then Akekamar corralling the loose ball. He's fouled. Teams will walk down the other way. And Akekamar will have a 1-1 coming up.
I think that'll be on Mo Diawara.
Well, Maurice Diawara only had 2 points tonight, but as is normally his way, contributed in so many other facets of the game, but just not enough other balance when you take out the 25 points from Dan Nyblack as Akekamar makes the first free throw. He's got 7.
Yeah, there was no second score, Matt, for Lakewood. It was really Nyblack trying to carry the load by himself. Whereas CBA really got solid production from 5 guys.
Akekabar missing the free throw. The second one, lead holds at 10, 57-47. 3 on the way, that's off the mark. Loose ball picked up by CBA. Then a loose ball comes back to Lakewood. Diawara will miss the 3 at the buzzer, and CBA will win this one 57-47 and advance back into the Shore Conference Finals for the first time since they won it in 2010. We'll take a quick timeout here, 60-second break. When we return, we'll be joined hopefully by our player of the game, Louis Polari, the senior at the table. Colts and Gulls, that'll be your final coming up on Saturday afternoon. We're back in 60 seconds with more. CBA wins it, 57-47 on the Shore Sports Network. Two beats three tonight in our second semifinal of the evening. CBA knocking off the Pioneers of Lakewood, 57-47. Big reason why. Team's leading scorer tonight joins Kevin Williams. Louis Polari, our player of the game, with a team-high 14 points.
And a big win for the Colts. Louis got it going a little bit in the second half. Seemed like there was some slow offensive periods, but I thought you picked it up and you had a real big third quarter.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to do everything I can to help the team. It's a huge win for us tonight. I mean, great to be back in the finals. I've never been there before, so it's a great first experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, by standards, unfortunately, CBA is held to a higher level
Definitely,
than most other teams, and anything less than kind of even getting to the finals of the Shore Conference tournament is disappointing. It's been a couple of years, so this has to be one of your goals to get there and now win it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has probably been my biggest goal throughout my high school career is just to get to the finals. I mean, it's a great experience. I think we have a really good team this year, so I think we got a shot.
Play Point Beach on Saturday. Yep. What do you know about them? Have you gotten a chance to see them up close?
Yeah, I saw them against St. Pat's. I mean, Matt Farrell had a great game. I mean, he's a really good player. I respect him a lot. Same with Dom Yule going to Iowa. I mean, they're both really good players. I mean, we got to find a way to stop them.
You guys are now 17-4, and it's been the best season in a few years, certainly through
yep.
through your career. So you've got to feel good as a senior that you're playing well.
Yeah, ending on a good note. I mean, this is a great way to go out. So, yeah, we've been playing really well all season.
Yeah, I thought one of the differences tonight was Lakewood really depended on Dan Nyblock, who had a huge night, played a terrific game with 25 points.
Wow.
You guys got great balance, though, production from seven guys, including guys off the bench like Laffey and Gordonier. You got a lot of contributions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been our thing all year. I mean, none of us have really, like, gone off at all. I mean, we've had a few games where some kids have had big games, but I mean, throughout the whole year, I mean, there's been games where all of us have been in double figures, so that's been our thing all year.
I know, obviously, you're going to concentrate on the rest of your high school career, but what are your thoughts on afterwards?
I mean, I'm committed to the Naval Academy to play basketball there, so I'm looking to have a great time there. I mean, it'll be super fun getting down to the Patriot League. That's be a fun league.
Super fun at the Naval Academy?
Yeah.
You're going to work very hard.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to work hard, but I mean, it'll be a good time. Learn a lot.
Well, congratulations on that appointment, and congratulations on the win tonight and being our player of the game. We'll look forward to seeing you Saturday at Monmouth University.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Louis Polari with 14 points, our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game.
Kevin, we wrap it up with the final totals for these teams. For Lakewood, they were led by Dan Nyblock, who had 25 points. Nobody else in double figures. Hassan Diawara off the bench, he had 7. 6 points for Ben Watson, 4 points for Amir Tyler, 3 for Sean Barksdale, and 2 for Maurice Diawara. The Pioneers fall to 21-4. They will set their sights on the Central Jersey Group 2 bracket, of which they are the second seed. This loss snaps a 12-game winning streak for Lakewood. Certainly will be heard from, though, in the state tournament. For CBA, their season lives on here in the Shore Conference tournament. They are now 17-4. Will match up with number 1 Point Beach on Saturday. The totals tonight for the Colts, 14 points from our player of the game, Louis Polari, 13 for Pat Andre. The rest of the totals, 8 points for Evan Gordonier, 7 for Chima Akekabor, 6 for Robbie Kennedy, 6 for Joe Laffey, and 2 points for Sean Belby. The quarter totals for Lakewood, 13-8, 13-13 for a game total of 47. CBA, 12-13, 15-17. They outscore Lakewood in 3 of the 4 quarters, adds up to a 57-47 win. Always nice, you know, no matter who makes it, but it does have that little bit of extra intrigue when the final turns out to be, Kevin, number 1 versus number 2.
Yeah, and, you know, Matt, I don't think there's much argument that maybe these are the two teams right now who belong in the championship game. Playing the best basketball on the Shore. You know, I don't think we got either a scintillating game tonight. You know, the best game of the 2 days we had was the girls' game yesterday between Manasquan and St. John Vianney. But two hard-fought wins for Point Beach and CBA, and really looking forward to Saturday's matchup.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun as we wrap it up. Of course, thanks to everyone here at Brick Memorial High School and those involved with the setup of the Shore Conference tournament. Our buddy tonight, Brian Cedillo, great job out of you, Brian, pushing the buttons for us in the studios. And, of course, our main man, Brad Burascano taking care of the setup and the technical aspect of everything here on site. For my partner Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon saying so long here from a Wednesday night at Brick Memorial High School. Your boys semifinal winners, Point Beach and CBA. Reminder, we are back on the air on Saturday afternoon just before 1 o'clock for the championship doubleheader. It will be Manasquan and St. Rose in the girls' final, followed by Point Beach and CBA in the boys' final. Hope you enjoyed this one here tonight. We certainly did. We'll see you Saturday afternoon as new Shore Conference champions will be crowned. Thanks so much for listening to High School Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.